The U.S. and Russia are also at odds over what to do about Iran and its nuclear program. On a trip to Indonesia, Iran's president today accused the West of spreading a big lie about his country's nuclear intentions. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been thinking about that and about the letter Mahmoud Ahmadinejad sent President Bush earlier this week.
The German mass circulation tabloid Bild called him the madman of Tehran. But that was before President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's 18-page letter was delivered to the Swiss embassy in Tehran and forwarded to President Bush. The letter strikes a high moral posture, mourning the billions spent for security instead of uplifting the poor. There is no great Satan rhetoric. Mr. Bush is addressed several times as Mr. President and twice as Your Excellency. Iran's nuclear program is only alluded to, asking whether the possible use of scientific achievements for military purposes should be reason enough to oppose science and technology altogether. Ahmadinejad asked the American president to accept his invitation to return to the teachings of the prophets, Muslims, Christians, and millions of people who follow the teachings of Moses. But the letter asks no reply and proposes no meeting. It seems as much addressed to young Iranians as to Americans. The Bush administration has dismissed the letter as a negotiating ploy to distract attention from Iran's nuclear program. But that raises the question of what options are open to the administration to force the cancellation of Iran's weapons-oriented program. Diplomatic pressure, which President Bush calls his preferred route, has so far failed. A tough sanctions resolution has met with Russian opposition in the United Nations Security Council. The bombing of Iranian nuclear facilities and/or fomenting regime change seems to be not in the cards. That leaves the United States and its European partners, Britain, France, and Germany, to work out ways of convincing Iran that it faces isolation if it proceeds with a nuclear program not demonstrably civilian. The Bush administration has no intention of repeating the experience with North Korea. North Korea agreed to give up development of nuclear weapons in return for help with civilian reactors, only to turn its back on that agreement in the end and proclaim its nuclear arsenal. And it will take more than a letter to President Bush talking about technological and scientific achievement to convince the West of Iran's peaceful intentions. This is Daniel Shore.